Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Avraham Goldhar and Tehillim Maseches Yuma Daf Chaf Aleph. The first parak, Shiva's Yami. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara brings the Mishnah Perkei Avos Perek Hey Mishnah Hey that states Asar Nisim Nasi BeBeis HaMikdash. 10 miracles were performed regularly in the Beis HaMikdash, such as no woman ever miscarried due to the aroma of Kodesh meat, no fire was ever seen in the Azara Beis HaMitpachaim, the Azara butchering place, a Kongal never became a Balkari on Yom Kippur, and Omdim Tzefufi Mishtachim Ravachim. They stood crowded together yet prostrated with ample space. The Gemara challenges the Mishnah, suggesting there were more than 10 miracles. Rabbi Levi said, Davar ze mesoras b'yadeinu me'avoseinu. The following statement is a tradition passed down to us from our fathers. Makam Aron enu min amida. The space taken up by the Aron is not included in the dimensions of the Kodesh Kodashim. The Gemara answers that the Tanna listed only the miracles that were visible outside and thus publicized. When the Gemara then asks why the fruit trees of gold that Shlomo HaMelech planted, that miraculously brought forth their golden fruits at their appointed time, were not included, the Gemara answers, Nisei de Kaviyah lo kachashiv. Miracles that were permanently fixed in the temple were not included. He only listed miracles that were performed recurrently. Point number two, two of the 10 miracles listed were that rain never extinguished the smoke from the Meracha, and that the smoke never dispersed no matter how strong the winds were. The Gemara questions whether in fact there was smoke from the Meracha based on a brisa that taught that five things were stated regarding the fire of the Meracha. Number one, Ravutza Ka'ari, it crouched in the shape of a line. Number two, Uvara Kochama, it was clear as the sun. Number three, B'yeshba Mamash, it had substance. Number four, V'ochelas Lachin Kriyavation, it consumed moist articles just like dry ones. And number five, Meino Mala Ashen, it didn't produce smoke. The Gemara answers that the smoke referred to in the list of miracles was from the fire that was brought by the Kohanim. It was taught in the Brisa, the Torah states, but Nasnu b'nei Aron HaKohen Eish al Mizbeach, the sons of Aron HaKohen shall place fire on the Mizbeach. Apo pi she'eish yoredes min ha'shamayim, mitzvah havi min ha'hedyot, even though the fire comes from the heaven, there's a mitzvah to bring fire from ordinary sources. And point number three, it was taught in the Brisa, sheish eishos han, there are six types of fire. The Brisa explains, yesh eish ochel zvenu shoy, so there's a fire that eats but doesn't drink, which is ordinary fire, which consumes solids and not liquids, shoy seveinu ochelas, it drinks but doesn't eat, which refers to the fire of ill people, which makes them thirsty but not hungry. Ochelos v'shosa, it eats and drinks, which refers to the fire of Eliyahu, which looked up the water in the trench in the incident with the prophets of Baal. Ochelos lachin kivation, it consumes moist articles like dry ones, which refers to the fire of the Meracha. Yesh esh doche esh, there's a fire that repels fire, which is the fire of the Malach Gavriel. Yesh esh ochelos esh, and there's a fire that consumes fire, which is the fire of the Shekhinah, referring to Hashem burning up the fiery angels that argued against the creation of man. So once again, the three topics are number one. The Gemara brings the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, Perek Hei Mishnah Hei that states, Asar Nisim Nasi BeBeis HaMikdash. 10 miracles were performed regularly in the Beis HaMikdash, such as no woman ever miscarried due to the aroma of the Kodesh meat, no fly was ever seen in the Azara Beis HaMitpachaim, the Azara butchering place, a Kohen Gadol never became a Balkari in Yom Kippur, and Omdim Tzefufim Mishtachim Ravachim. They stood crowded together, yet prostrated with ample space. The Gemara challenges the Mishnah, suggesting there are more than 10 miracles, Rabbi Levi said. The following statement is a tradition passed down to us from our fathers. Makam Aron enu min amida. The space taken up by the Aron is not included in the dimensions of the Kodesh Kodashim. The Gemara answers that the Tanna listed only the miracles that were visible outside and thus publicized. When the Gemara then asks why the fruit trees of gold that Shlomo HaMelech planted, that miraculously brought forth their golden fruits at their appointed time, were not included, the Gemara answers, Nisi de Kviya lo kachashi. Miracles that were permanently fixed in the temple were not included. He only listed miracles that were performed recurrently. Point number two. Two of the 10 miracles listed were that rain never extinguished the smoke from the Meracha and that the smoke never dispersed no matter how strong the winds were. The Gemara questions whether in fact there was smoke from the Meracha based on a brisa that taught that five things were stated regarding the fire of the Meracha. Number one, Ravutza Ka'ari, it crouched in the shape of a lion. Sabara Kochama, it was clear as the sun. Number three, Yeshba Mamash, it had substance. Number four, Bochelis Lachin Kiyavation, it consumed moist articles just like dry ones. And number five, Ve'ino Mala Ashan, it didn't produce smoke. So the Gemara answered that the smoke referred to in the list of miracles was from the fire that was brought by the Kohani, for it was taught in the Brisa, the Torah states, V'nasni b'ni Aron HaKohen Eish al Mizbeach, the sons of Aron HaKohen shall place fire on the Mizbeach. Apo pishe Eish yoredes min ha'shamayim, mitzvah havi min ha'hedyot. Even though that fire comes from the heaven, there's a mitzvah to bring fire from ordinary sources. And point number three, it was taught in the Brisa, sheish eishos han, there are six types of fire. The Brisa explains, yesh eish ochelos ve'eino shoisa, there's a fire that eats but doesn't drink, which is ordinary fire, which consumes solids and not liquids. Shoisa ve'eino ochelos, it drinks but doesn't eat, which refers to the fever of ill people, which makes them thirsty but not hungry. Ochelos v'shoisa, it eats and drinks, which refers to the fire of Eliyahu, which licked up the water in the trench in the incident with the Nevi'e Abal. Ocheles Lachin Ki Yevashin, it consumes moist articles like the dry ones, which refers to the fire of the Maracha, and Yesh Eish Doche Eish, there's a fire that repels fire, which is the fire of the Malach Gavriel, and Yesh Eish Ocheles Eish, there's a fire that consumes fire, which is the fire of the Shekhinah, referring to Hashem burning up the fiery angels that argue against the creation of man. All right, so now we go to Simur Daf Chaf Alf, and our standard simur is a car. And the reason why Chaf Alf is a car, because Bostonians, people from Boston, pronounce it a ka, a ka. So here goes. The flying ka that took an unauthorized trip over the temple, where miracles occurred and trees of gold were planted, crashed into a pillar of smoke and got consumed by six types of fire. Once again, in slow motion. The flying ka, ka, that must be more in Daf Chaf Aleph. The flying ka that took an unauthorized trip over the temple, where miracles occurred and trees of gold were planted, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that lists 10 miracles that occurred in the base of Migdash. The Gemara challenges the Mishnah, suggesting there are more than 10 miracles. Rebbe Levi said, the following statement is tradition passed down to us from our fathers, Makam Aron, Eino Min Amida, the space taken up by the Aron is not included in the dimensions of the Kodesh Kodashim. The Gemara answers that the Tanna listed only the miracles that were visible outside and thus publicized. When the Gemara then asks why the fruit trees of gold that Shlomo Melech planted, that miraculously brought forth their golden fruits at their appointed time, were not included, the Gemara answers, Nisa de Kaviyah lo kachashi, miracles that were permanently fixed in the temple, were not included. He only listed miracles that were performed recurrently. So, the flying ka that took an unauthorized trip over the temple, where miracles occurred and trees of gold were planted, crashed into a pillar of smoke, which reminds us two of the 10 miracles listed were that rain never extinguished the smoke from the Maracha and that the smoke never dispersed, no matter how strong the winds were. The Gemara questions whether, in fact, there was smoke from the Maracha based on a brisa that taught that five things were stated regarding the fire of the Maracha. It crouched in the shape of a line, it was clear as the sun, it had substance, it consumed moist articles just like dry ones, and the Eina Mala Ashen, it didn't produce smoke. The Gemara answers that the smoke referred to in the list of miracles was from the fire that was brought by the Kohanim, for it was taught in a brisa, the Torah states, "Benasnim b'nei Aaron Akon Eishal Mizbech, the sons of Aaron Akon shall place fire on the Mizbech. Afu b'she Eish Yoretz min Hashamayim, mitzvah l'havi min HaHedyot." Even though that fire comes from the heaven, there's a mitzvah to bring fire from ordinary sources. So, the flying ka that took an unauthorized trip over the temple where miracles occurred and trees of gold were planted crashed into a pillar of smoke and got consumed by six types of fire. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa that Shesh Eshosen, there are six types of fire. The brisa explains, there's a fire that eats but doesn't drink, which is ordinary fire, which consumes solids and not liquids. It drinks but doesn't eat, which refers to the fire of ill people, which makes them thirsty but not hungry. It eats and drinks, which refers to the fire of Eliyahu, which licked up the water in the trench in the incident with the Nevi'ei Baal. It consumes moist articles like dry ones, which refers to the fire of the Maracha. Yesh Eish Doche Eish, there's fire that repels fire, which is the fire of the Malach Gavriel. Yesh Eish Ocheles Eish, and there's a fire that consumes fire, which is the fire of the Shekhinah, referring to Hashem, burning up the fiery angels that argued against the creation of man. So once again, the flying ka that took an unauthorized trip over the temple, where miracles occurred and trees of gold were planted, crashed into a pillar of smoke and got consumed by six types of fire. All right, now it's time for four blot back chazorah. Daf Yed Zayin. So the simur Daf Yed Zayin is a used car. So here goes. After finally making a sale, the used car salesman, that must be Ron Daf Yed Zayin. After finally making a sale, the used car salesman drove to the very long Chamber of Lambs restaurant, which reminds us the Gemara Daf Tezvav Amun Beis introduced a contradiction between a Mishnah in Tamim which stated that the Lishkas HaTlaim, the Chamber of Lambs, for lambs that had been inspected and blemish free were restored, was in the northwest corner of the base of Moked, and a Mishnah in Midos which stated that it was in the southwest corner. On this Daf, Rav Adabrei Rav Yitzhak said that that chamber extended towards both corners on the western side of the base of Moked, but did not quite reach each corner. To one coming from the north, the chamber appeared to be mainly in the south of the hall, and to one coming from the south, it appeared to be mainly in the north. So after finally making a sale, the used car salesman drove to the very long Chamber of Lambs restaurant and parked on the southwest corner across from the Lechem Apanim bakery, which reminds Ravada concludes that it's reasonable to say that the Lishkas HaTlaim was mainly in the southwestern segment based on how a contradiction was resolved between the two Mishnayos regarding the location of the Lishka where the Lechem Apanim was made, which was in the southeast corner of the base of Moked. Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua said that the Mishnah Midos enumerates the chambers in the direction of left to right, whereas the Tana of the Mishnah Tamid enumerates the chambers in the direction of right to left. This answer only makes sense if the Lishkas HaTlaim was mainly in the southwest. When the Gemara questions how Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua could suggest that the Mishnah Tamid goes from right to left, when we learn Kol Pina Shatapone Lo Yuel Derech Yamin LaMizrach, that all the turns that you make should be to the right and to the east, and answers that this rule only applies with regard to Avodah, but here it's merely an enumeration of the location of the chambers. So after finally making a sale, the used car salesman drove to the very long Chamber of Lambs restaurant and parked on the southwest corner across from the Lechem HaPanim bakery, where a Kohen Gadol walked out carrying 5 loaves. Which reminds us, the Mishnah stated, Shekohen Gadol makriv chelk barosh v'notel chelk barosh. The Kohen Gadol has the first right to offer any portion and to take any portion. So a brice is brought here that states when it comes to taking loaves, he takes 1 loaf from the Shteil Lechem and 4 or 5 loaves from the Lechem HaPanim. Revi says he always takes 5 loaves, for it's written, Maisel Aaron Levanav, and it, referring to the Lechem HaPanim, shall be to Aaron and to his sons. This implies Mechsel Aaron, Mechsel Levanav, half to Aaron and half to his sons. So Abai understands that the first din is in accordance with the Rabban who maintain that the Kohen Gadol takes less than half. The reason they hold that he takes 1 of the 2 loaves of the Shteil Lechem is that the Rabban concede with regard to a broken bread that it's improper to give such a piece to the Kohen Gadol. Daf Yudches, so the Simmer Yudches is a chuppah. So here goes. The wealthy, illiterate Kohen Gadol standing under the chuppah. Chuppah? That must mean we're on Daf Yudches. The wealthy, illiterate Kohen Gadol standing under the chuppah, which reminds the next Mishnah states, on the morning of every Yom Kippur, they stood the Kohen Gadol at the eastern gate of the Azorah, and they led before him oxen, rams, and sheep, so they should recognize them and be familiar with the Yom Kippur service. The grass, how is it possible the Kohen Gadol is not familiar with the Avodah? First time in Abraisa, the Pasuk states, Va'kohen ha-gadol me'echov, and the Kohen who is exalted above his brothers. She'a gadol me'echov b'koch, b'noi, b'chachma, u'ba'osher. This teaches that the Kohen Gadol must be greater than his brothers in strength, beauty, wisdom, and wealth. Rav Yosef answered that the Mishnah is referring to the period of Baisheni, when the corrupt kings of the Chashmonai began to sell the office of Kohen Gadol to the highest bidder, even if he wasn't familiar with the Avodah of Yom Kippur. So, the wealthy, illiterate Kohen Gadol standing under the chuppah, who covered his eyes whenever he saw a goat, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brisa that states, the goats were also brought before the Kohen Gadol on the morning of Erev Yom Kippur, and asked why our Tana did not mention them. When the Gemara answers that since they come to atone for a sin, the Kohen Gadol might become despondent upon seeing them, the Gemara follows up and notes that a chattis bull should also not be brought, since it comes to atone for sin. To this, the Gemara responds that since the chattis bull comes to atone for the Kohen Gadol and for all the Kohanim, if there's anyone among the Kohanim who has something that must be corrected, the Kohen Gadol is aware of it, and he gets him to do teshuva. However, among all Israel from whom the goats come to atone, he can't know who committed a sin. Therefore, seeing them will make him despondent. So the wealthy, illiterate Kohen Gadol standing under the chuppah, who covered his eyes whenever he saw a goat, didn't realize his kohel only married him for the money and was planning to get divorced as soon as he left town. Which reminds us, whenever Rav or Rav Nachman would visit a place, they would seek a woman who would be willing to marry them for the days they were there and then get divorced. When the Gemara asks how that's possible, given that there's a brisa that teaches that one should not marry women in different countries lest their children unknowingly come to marry one another, the Gemara answers, Rabban and Kala Esalu, the rabbis were famous, so the children would be well known as their offspring. When Rava asks how it was still possible, given that the women were required to observe 7 clean days before the wedding, the Gemara answers that the rabbis would send a messenger in advance so the woman could prepare. Another answer was that the rabbis would only live privately with them, but would not engage in marital relations. Because there's no comparison between one who's bread in his basket to one who has no bread in his basket. Daf Yotes. So the Simmer Daf Yotes is a yacht. So here goes. The yacht passengers. Yacht. That must mean we're on Daf Yotes. The yacht passengers who sailed around the temple courtyard, which reminds where Papa said the Kohen Gadol had 2 chambers, the Lishkas Bar Hedron, where he stayed, and the Lishkas Beis Avtinas, where he went ahead to do Chafina, the Ketores. Where Papa didn't know which one was in the north and which one was in the south, and concludes the Lishkas Bar Hedron was in the south, because if it was in the north, it'd be a big tircha for the Kohen Gadol to walk around the Azor in the morning to go to the mikveh, and then do the same after his immersion at the end of the day. The Gemara rejects Rav Papa's proof, saying, we purposely burden him more than necessary, so that if he's a tzaduki, he'll not seek the position. Alternatively, even if he's not a tzaduki, we burden him shol tazuk daitolav, so that he shouldn't become haughty on account of his position. So the yacht passengers who sailed around the temple courtyard were so horrified when they saw a battered, dead Kohen Gadol dragged out, which reminds us. The Gemara brings an incident of a tzaduki Kohen Gadol that brought Ketores into the Kodesh Kodashim while it was burning on the coals. One version of the story has this tzaduki, proud of his accomplishment, died a few days later and thrown into a trash heap, and worms crawled out of his nose. Another version relates that he was smitten on his way out of the Kodesh Kodashim while he was still in the Kodesh, for Bechia taught in a brisa which states that some sort of sound was heard in the Azara, indicating that a malach had come and struck him on his face. And when the Kohanim went to investigate, they found a mark like the sole of a rounded foot between his shoulders, which is a sign he was smitten by a malach, since the sole of their feet are like the sole of a rounded foot. So the yacht passengers who sailed around the temple courtyard were so horrified when they saw a battered, dead Kohen Gadol dragged out that they made sure to only speak Torah the rest of the trip. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, v'dibarta bam, and you should speak of them, referring to words of Torah, bam yeshachal rishos ledaber, you have permission to speak of Torah matters, but not of other matters. Rashi explains that this excludes worthless matters, such as idle chatter of children and kalos rosh. Rabbi Yochanan said the pasuk says, "Aseosun keva v'altasim arai." Make Torah matters a fixture in your life and do not make them a temporary occupation. Rava said, "Hasach sichas chulin over ba'aseh." One engages in trivial conversation, transgresses a positive commandment, as the pasuk implies, "Bam v'lo b'dvar mecherim," of them, but not of other matters. Daf Chaf. So the similar Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. Cafe 364 cafe. That must mean we're on Daf Chaf. Cafe 364, which reminds us, on Daf Yud Tes, the Gemara taught that the Kohen Gadol was kept up all night, and a brisa was brought that in the provinces they used to remain awake the night of Yom Kippur, Zechu and Mikdash, as a commemoration of the practice found on the base of Mikdash, El Shayu Chotin. However, in a certain place, they would sin during the night. Rashi explains that instead of learning, they spent time in the company of women, which led to sin. On this Daf, Abai and some say Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, the brisa is referring to Nardaf. Eliyahu said to Rav Sala the Chassid, "You always say, why is Mashiach not come, and on the holiest days, a number of virgins were bed in Nardaf?" So Rav Yehuda asked Eliyahu, "What Kodesh Baruch Hu says about this?" And Eliyahu replied, he says, "L'pesach chatas roveitz." Sin crouches at the door. Rashi explains that the Yetzer Hara causes man to sin. Rav Yehuda then asks what the Satan says, and Eliyahu replied, "The Satan Yom Kippur has no permission to prosecute." And Rami Bar Chama said that this is derived from the fact that the gematria of HaSatan is 364. On 364 days of the year, the Satan has permission to prosecute, but Yom Kippur, which is the 365th day, he has no permission. So Cafe 364 had a famous rooster that crowed so loudly at opening time, which reminds the next Mishnah states, "Laisa kriyas a gever magas ad shahaisa azor molei Yisrael." And on the Chagim, even before the call of the gever arrived, the azor was filled with Jews. Rashi explains that the people arrived early with their karbanas to bring them as soon as the tamid had been offered. There's a machlokas amarayim regarding the meaning of kriyas a gever. Rav said kara gavra means the call of a person. Rashi explains there was an officer in the base of Mikdash whose duty was to announce to the Kohanim and Levim that the time for the avodah had begun. Rabbi Shiva said, "Kara Tarnagola," it means the call of a rooster. So Cafe 364 had a famous rooster that crowed so loudly at opening time that it blew out the ears of the Roman crowds gathering outside under the ball of the sun. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, "Shalosh kolos holchim misofa olam ad sofa." Three sounds travel from one end of the world to the other end. They are the sound of the ball of the sun, the sound of Roman crowds, and the sound of the neshama when it leaves the body. Some say the sound of birth as well, a sunset. And some say the sound of Ridja, which was the sound of the Malk in charge of rain. The Rabban beseeched Kodesh Baruch Hu for mercy concerning the sound of the soul when it leaves the body, Ubatalua, and they eliminated it. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which of the one the Rabban Brave Rav Yitzchak said that the Lishka's base of time was very long and extended to both corners of the western side of the base of Moked? That's on Daf. Yidzayin. Good. Number 2. Which of the one the two of the three sounds that travel from one end of the earth to the other is the ball of the sun and the sound of Roman crowds? That's on Daf. Chaf. Good. Number 3. Which Daf do you learn that 10 miracles occurred recurrently in the base of Mikdash and were visible to the public? That's on Daf. Chafav. Good. Number 4. Which Daf do you learn about the incident on the Tzeduk? He went to the Kodesh Kodoshim with smoke and was smitten by a malach on his way out? That's on Daf. Yud Tes. Good. Number 5. Which Daf do you learn that the Yetzer Hara has no permission to prosecute on Yom Kippurim, which is derived from the gematria of HaSatan, which is 364. That's on Daf. Chaf. Good. Number 6. Which Daf do you learn that rain never extinguished the pillar of smoke from the Maracha, and the smoke was never dispersed by the winds? That's on Daf. Chaf Alav. Good. Number 7. Which Daf do you learn that Rav and Rav Nachman would marry women in places they traveled to and then divorce them when they left? That's on Daf. Yud Ches. Good. Number 8. Which of the one that there are 6 types of fire? That's on Daf. Chafav. Good. Number 9. Which of the one that the burden of walking the Lichkos Barhedrin in the north around the Azar to the Mikvah in the south would helpfully dissuade a Tzeduki from doing the Avoda? That's on Daf. Yud Ches. Good. And number 10. Which of the one that a goat was not brought before the Kohen Gadol because he'd become despondent since it's brought for the nation's sins? That's on Daf. Yud Ches. Excellent. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.